Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Let's now welcome Pastor Sangwen. He's with us on the line. Murudi, good evening and welcome back to Radio Pulpit.
Yes, good evening. And it's good to be back again.
Well, we are looking at, we're continuing with this topic of, you know, some of the things that make Christian marriages not to succeed, and sometimes they end in divorce. But there is another element that you want to add to this topic that we have been, you know, discussing over the past few weeks. Tonight, what is it that you have for us?
Ndademwabi and the listeners, starting today, I want us to look at some of the healthy habits couples who have been married for a very long time or who are committed to stay married for good until death separates them. Now, I'll touch upon, let's say, maybe two or three, time allowing. Before I get into it, as married couples, we need to establish healthy habits. And doing those little things day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, those they build up into something that would keep us very, very long in our marriages. The first one, these couples, number one, they make a point to connect every day. They make it a point that they connect every day. That's the first one. You see, Ndadin Mwabi and the listeners of Radio Pulpit, couples who are in this for a long haul, they find little ways to stay physically, spiritually, and emotionally connected, even on very, very busy, hectic days. You know, this might mean going in for a nice long hug and listening attentively while your partner is venting out, meaning taking out some steam. And the listener or the respondent should not be looking at his or her phone or laptop or watching news or watching some movies on the TV set, meaning we need to pay attention to each other, give each other that space, you know, to say, I'm listening to you.
So this is quality time, Ruth.
It's quality time. You know, you can call it quality time. You can call it a number of things. But the most important thing, we need to make a point that we connect every day. Now, the kind of life that we live today are very, very busy. Most families wake up in the morning, go to work, go to school, and so on. We're not in the same space most for many hours. Now, when we come back, we need to reconnect, as it were. Now, if you are away from your spouse for long hours, then when you come back, you sit, well, back in the day, in the newspaper days, this man would be sitting on the lounge and reading the newspaper and what have you, and the lady magazine. These days it's phones and laptops and TV and so on and so on. You know, we need to make this offering, to make, you know, some words of affirmation and encouragement, of which I think all of us need these things, and more so in our marriages. Emotional connection is the huge glue in our relationships. You know, the more I think about this, this is even deeper than, you know, the physical intimacy, which is sexual and so on, because people start to connect first and foremost at the emotional level, then they delve into other areas of their lives. You see, over time, these little small interactions, they build into a deep sense of trust and intimacy that keeps couples happy for a long time. They keep them happy and together. So basically, like I was saying, it's quality time. Now, the past weeks, what we touched upon, those six things that we mentioned, there is always a word that keeps on coming up. You know, if we're not intentional, if we don't plan, you know, to have this quality time to connect, it will never ever happen, because anything can take our attention, our mind, and we start focusing on those things, whereas the most important person in the room or in the house is your spouse, either your husband or your wife. So that's the first point. Couples that have been, it's not like these couples are perfect. They are not angels, they're human, as human as they can be, but they make it a point that intentionally they make quality time for each other so that they connect, number one, emotionally, spiritually, even psychologically, even before they connect, let's say, physically for that matter.
Connection, Murthy, can it simply mean that you just ask yourself, how was your day and all that, just getting to hear each other with regard to how they are doing? Is that the other meaning of connection?
Basically, that is what it is about. You see, if you ask your spouse, even your child for that matter, how was your school day? How were things at work? That simply says, I care for you. I care for your well-being. I care for your emotional health. I care for your mental health, and so on and so on. How did you manage? Did you manage, you see, the hecticness of the workplace and so on? Those little things, you know, when you speak it, when you utter those words, they would sound like, you know, this is not so important. But the receiver of those words, it simply says, I care for you. I really care for you. Because maybe a person had a hard time at work, and nobody cares to ask, how was your day? You know, now there's a build-up. The following day, same thing happens at work, and eventually this person is going to vent out, and sometimes it comes out very, very badly, because emotionally the person is now scarred, and the nearest person that is going to vent it out to is the spouse. And basically that is what happened. That is why people say, people who are married, you find them, they are so nice outside the home, you know, but when they come back home, it's grumpy.
Nice to strangers. You are known as this, you know, good person, caring person, maybe at the area of work. But at home, you are a very different person. Maybe it's because, Murthy, we finish everything at work. We've got people that we, you know, show or give our attentions to. And the moment we get home, we feel like there's nothing more to talk about. How can we guard against such, Murthy?
You know, Ndatemwabi, I've got this belief that marriage, what is the word? It's kind of an art. It's something that you need to learn how to go about doing this thing. Because it is true, you give your all at work, you give your all maybe at school if it's a student and so on. Then when you come home, it's like you're almost empty, you know?
You are finished.
But, come again?
I'm saying you are finished completely, or you are completely finished.
Yeah, you are kind of kaput, as they say. You are kind of, you know, you are running on reserve tank, as it were, you know. But if you do it intentionally to say, this person is the most important person in my life, whether I'm at zero tank or reserve, I must find it within myself to say, you know what, let me just give this person the best minutes of my life so that we have that connection. So to answer you, these things, I believe you learn them as you go. You learn them as you go. Because you can't be schooled enough, as it were, to say, I'm going to take a course. You know, you learn as you go to say, okay, let me listen to that old man, that old woman. They've been able to do this thing in a long haul. Then intentionally you say, let me just reserve myself so that if we spend about 5-10 good quality minutes, that would mean a lot. And if you build that up day after day after day, then eventually, it's going to be something very, very huge. Now, in the absence of that as well, you can imagine your banking account, as it were, your marriage bank account, it is going, it is getting reduced. You know, you operate now on the minus, to a point that you are actually running very, very, very low. So it's all about being intentional. It's all about what we touched in the past, that we need to go out there and build ourselves up. We need to invest as much as we can into our marriages, just as much as people invest in whatever. People educate themselves so that they've got good jobs, they earn better as they move forward in their careers. But for some reason, we don't spend that much time investing, building up into our marriage.
All right, we are still with Pastor Sangweni right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, spending quality time and, you know, listening to each other and making sure that we show some form of care. We care for each other as couples. These are some of the things that we need to really take seriously. I think sometimes it is important that we ask our spouses with regard to how their days were. In a way, it shows how much you care. And I think, let's say, for instance, I come home empty, and all of a sudden, my spouse tends to show some form of caring by asking me these questions. Then I'm not going to empty myself at work. I'll leave something for her or for him. And before you know it, I'll come full now to be able to, even without being asked, to share with her or him, you know, my frustrations or maybe my achievement at work and all that. I think we should it start somewhere, Muruti, doesn't it?
Of course, you need to start somewhere. You need to start somewhere because, you know, if you have been married for a while, doesn't need to be too long. You know that this person has got emotional needs, you know, psychological needs. This person needs to be kind of affirmed, kind of, you know, the person must sense the caring, the affection, and so on. Now, where I would suppose, you know, the different languages of love, other people, they look after each other. Other people are touchy-touchy, and so on. It all depends. Other people are very, very supportive, depending. But the bottom line is we need to plan it, because if you don't plan anything, you're actually planning to fail. So we need to be intentional to say, I'm going to reserve something so that I spend quality time with my better half or with my spouse to show caring and to show that affection. And in the long run, you are building your own life, you are building your own marriage.
Absolutely. Please share with us some of the points that you have for us.
You see, another point, these points are very, very close to each other. They set aside time to regularly check in with each other. Set aside time to regularly check in with each other. In other words, this is more like touching base, as it were. Now, if you as a person that is working, maybe you are working in a far-flung area, it's decentralized, you have to touch base. You have to touch with headquarters, as it were, to report this is what is happening at my workplace. So I think even in the marriage, we need to touch base, as it were. You see, when life gets hectic, couples often switch into autopilot and start going through motions rather than being intentional about nurturing, you see, or working on the relationship. Now, long-lasting couples, however, they make it a point that regularly they schedule opportunities to stop, to slow down, and check in with each other. This sounds similar to the previous one, but it's not. You see, it might be a quick nightly or weekly or monthly catch-up session, let's say before bed, or a night out or a date, or a more in-depth monthly or quarterly, yearly sit-down conversation, where you say, you know what, we need to touch base. How are you doing in your career? What is happening? Are you coping with the kids? How are things with your mother, your father, my in-laws, and so on and so on? You see, those little things, they show that you guys really, really care for each other. But these things, they will never, ever happen if they are not planned. So these planned check-ins are times when both of these people, mentally and emotionally, are prepared to provide each other the space, you see, that they need to explore and to resolve and plan about their marriage as a couple. Now, I think as most of us are workers, you'll find that at workplace, there's going to be the so-called boss derat, taken from Afrikaans, which is actually just planning ahead to say, for this year, as a team, this is what we're going to do. Others do it annually, others biannually, meaning two times a year, others quarterly, and so on and so on. To say, let's sit down and take stock and see where we're going with this business, where we're going with whatever we're dealing with. I think the same principle, we need to come back and sit down as it were, set that time aside to regularly check in with each other, touching base. Now, this would sound like kind of a marriage conference, as it were. Now, the word conference may seem far-fetched, but this marriage conference may be arranged in a house, meaning at your own place. You need to spend that much money. But if you can afford, you go out to the hotel or wherever and make plans for the coming year or the coming year's planning. This is what to do. You know, the more I think about this in the inward, I'm a very avid listener and I'm observing. I listen when people speak. What causes breakdowns in marriages is that we leave too much of a gap in between. You don't know what the other party is thinking, and the other person doesn't know what you are thinking. Now, from time to time, you need to touch base to say, this is where I am spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, mentally, and otherwise. Now, if a person speaks out to say, this is where I am, I also share where I am, there is a big chance, a positive chance, that you're going to help each other and then move forward. These things that I'm talking about, they are not romantic as such. There are people who are very, very romantic. They will do things that when you look at them, they kind of, you kind of say, wow. But we realize that long-lasting marriages are not necessarily that much romantic. It's just these little things where a person shows that a person thinks about the other person. Now, the romance comes naturally after that, because at the very depth of a person's heart and emotional need, you start to realize this person truly cares for me. Because the romanticization of the whole thing, it wanes out as people grow up, as life becomes hectic. You start to realize that this thing calls for maturity. This thing calls for a person that is decisive to say, I'm going to stick it out with this person that I decided that I love.
Murthy, let's do this because of time. I know that there is an event coming at your church this weekend. Let's take these 2 minutes to explain to people with regard to who will be there and what they can expect. Just maybe take us through the program, if you can, just for people to be able to know in details about the upcoming marriage seminar.
Yeah, on the 8th of June, which is this coming Saturday, from 10 a.m. until 3 in the afternoon, we're going to have a marriage seminar at our church, AFM Bethesdale, in Bethesdale, Western area. Now, usually what we do here, myself and my wife, we share the podium. She would share maybe from a perspective of a lady, but generally what we speak about is basically the same. We share things. She's got her own way of doing things. I've got my own way of doing things. And I would say the bulk of what we're going to share, especially on my side, is what I've shared the past few weeks and even into this week. So usually it's, you see, now I'm on radio. It's interactive between myself and the Demwadi. But then it becomes a bigger group that is in front of us. It's not a lecture kind of a thing. It's interactive. We talk, we discuss. We've got group discussions up to a point where we've got small exercises, and then it becomes fun. Basically, that is what we're going to do. It's a short program, doesn't take that long. I think there'll be a break in between where we've got some refreshments, but it's going to be a wonderful day.
All right. Give them the address, Muruti, and the contact details.
My contact details is 082-619-5193. That is for calls and WhatsApp, 082-619-5193. Facebook is Manfred Sangweni. Now, the address is 18 Panya Panya Street, Bekkersdal, Western Area, 1779. A poster is out. All the details are there. Those would be interested to come over and share the day with us. May God bless you.
Muruti, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
See you there.
See you. Bye-bye.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.